The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as you would have heard in the news headlines, Sinn Féin's Mary Lou MacDonald and Michelle O'Neill have confirmed they're not going to travel to the White House to meet the US President Donald Trump next month at St. Patrick's Day, or on St. Patrick's Day, the two leaders confirming the decision not to travel, specifically in protest at his comments and policy with regard to Gaza and the Palestinians living there. Matt Carty is a Sinn Féin TD for Cavan Monaghan, the party spokesperson on justice. Matt, could you expand on that reasoning? Why not go?
Good afternoon, Kieran, and hello to your listeners. As you and your listeners will know, Sinn Féin have long had engagements within the United States, both particularly within the Irish American community, but also within the political institutions, both within Congress, in the White House, and across state capitals. So the decision not to attend the event in the White House for St. Patrick's Day this year was not taken lightly at all. It was taken against a backdrop of what is a very serious situation, and one of such seriousness that our party felt that a stand needed to be taken. We have long disagreed with US policy in relation to the Middle East. We have conveyed that in all of our engagement with US representatives over the years. But the threat of mass expulsion of the Palestinian people, essentially ethnic cleansing of the people in Gaza from their homes, the permanent seizure of Palestinian land, and what is very vocal and obvious walking away from the two-state solution is a really grave escalation, and one that our party felt needed a response in terms of what is a principled stand against attending the St. Patrick's Day event this year.
It's a potentially a grave escalation. I mean, they haven't ethnically cleansed it yet, and what I'm getting at here, and it's not to defend the stance or anything, but it's people pointing out on the text line that Sinn Féin were there last year while the bombs were literally raining down on Gaza, and they're not going this year during a ceasefire. Like, I mean, it does kind of smell a little bit of hypocrisy, no?
No, and you recall last year we had extensive deliberations both in Ireland and with activists, but also with Palestinian organisations and with our contacts within the United States, and it was felt on balance because we generally come at this from the starting point that engagement and dialogue is the best approach in all of these areas. And when we were in the United States last year, as is the case when we have any engagements within the states, and so engagements will continue beyond the St. Patrick's Day events themselves, we always have used the opportunity to set out our position that the US policy of financing and supporting Israel, while it is in flagrant violation of international law, is a bad stance to take. But what we have now is what is, as I say, is a threat, yes, but it is a threat that is of such consequence, and it essentially is the signal from the United States and under the current administration that there will not be even a veneer of respect for international law.
But this is about Donald Trump then, isn't it? Because that's the thing that's materially different.
It's about, as I say, the specific statements that he has made and what that means in terms of international law and the UN Charter.
Yeah, I accept that, and it's, words matter and language matters, but I mean, statements haven't killed anyone in Gaza, whereas kind of Joe Biden earned the moniker Genocide Joe for the level of military support he was offering to the Israelis. And what's different this year compared to last year, well, there's a ceasefire now, but also that it is a different person. I mean, this is about Donald Trump, isn't it?
It's about what Donald Trump has said and what he has stated as his intended pursuit in respect of the resolution to the Middle East. And to be very clear, we had profound differences with the Biden administration in terms of their approach to this issue. We have always conducted our affairs at a US level on a bipartisan, from a bipartisan position. We have friends, we have contacts within both the Democratic and Republican Party. And I think most of them will have understood and will have come no surprise to them, in fact, that we have taken this position on this occasion. Because, as I say, we started these things from a position that dialogue and engagement is better. But on this occasion, we just felt it would be entirely inappropriate for our party to be represented at an event where we don't have a direct input. Just to be very clear, it is the Taoiseach who represents Ireland and speaks on behalf of Ireland at this event. And therefore, considering what the Donald Trump has stated in terms of his intention for the future of Gaza and how that is in such flagrant breach of international law, that this is one of those occasions when political leaders need to make a stand, and that's what the Sinn Féin political leaders announced today.
But you don't count Micheál Martin amongst those political leaders who should make a stand? Because Mary Lou is quite clear, he should go.
And Micheál Martin himself has made it clear that he will go. What we are saying is he has an opportunity that wouldn't be available to Sinn Féin representatives if they went there, and that is to speak directly to Donald Trump. And what we are saying clearly is that we believe it is the obligation of the Taoiseach in the first instance to defend and speak up for Irish interests, and nobody disputes that. Yeah. But secondly, we think it is important that Micheál Martin as Taoiseach uses the opportunities that are available to him in St. Patrick's Week in Washington to make it very clear the position of the Irish people in respect of what has been happening in Gaza and through the genocide that has been conducted, and also what has been envisaged for Gaza through the President of the United States statements in respect of essentially confiscating the land of the Palestinians for some malign use. And therefore, that would represent, as I say, a mass displacement of millions of people from their homeland in contravention of international law. So, and we think as a small country, an independent country with an independent foreign policy, that we have an opportunity on St. Patrick's Day through the Taoiseach, and he should utilise that to articulate the very strongly held views of the Irish people in this regard.
So if Mary Lou MacDonald was Taoiseach, or if she were to find herself Taoiseach before Donald Trump's term as president is over, you think she should go then on that basis? That she then would have an opportunity to address him and to speak to him?
And just to be clear, what we have announced today is a position in respect of this year's St. Patrick's Day events in the context that they are being held and that. But Mary Lou MacDonald, if she were Taoiseach, I would expect her to go. I would expect her to say exactly what I've stated that I would expect of Micheál Martin. Yeah. And the only difference is that if Mary Lou MacDonald was travelling to the United States, she would be doing so as a Taoiseach that ensured that the Occupied Territories Bill and other sanctions against Israel were actually passed by the Irish government and enacted, and therefore would be going with the authority of somebody who has actually not just spoken in favour of international law, but has acted in accordance.
You think she should, or certainly Micheál Martin in this instance, should absolutely bring up Gaza when speaking to Donald Trump?
I think that's what the Irish people would expect. We know that the Irish people
all of them?
Have...
I suspect there's some people listening to this show. Now, because we often talk about the transatlantic relationship in kind of abstract terms or broad terms foreign direct investment and exchequer funding and corporate tax receipts. There's people listening to this show, there's people living in your constituency, and they depend, their livelihood depends on those US companies. And they're kind of terrified at the prospect that there's going to be a trade war and that those jobs might disappear. And I'd wager some of them think he should go and not mention Gaza once. He should go and simply talk about trade.
But let's be very, very clear. Nobody understands between Ireland and the United States better than Sinn Féin, because those bonds have been critical for our economy, North and South. We'll recognise that, but also for the peace process that has also benefited. Yeah.
But we know how capricious and vindictive Donald Trump can be. And I mean, anybody who knows him, and we've spoken to people on this show who know him, and their advice is do not go in and finger wag about Gaza unless you're happy with some blowback.
Well, there comes a point, as I say, where political leaders need to stand up for international law, because otherwise what we will see is the trajectory where international law has become increasingly meaningless will advance and will accelerate. And that is a very dangerous situation, I would argue, for our economy and for the global economy, but also for the world order. Because if we don't have international law, and if international law doesn't mean anything, then we will revert to the might is right doctrine. And I can tell you that that is not going to be in the interest of anybody. Now, that's not to discount the importance of US companies that are a key part of Ireland's economy, North and South. We recognise that they're important to our public finances and to the livelihoods of many, many people.
But you'd be happy for Micheál Martin to take a principled stand in defence of an international rules-based order, even if it meant there was economic blowback for people in Ireland?
I don't believe there would be economic blowback, because there is no reason why we can't and shouldn't do both. So, of course, the Taoiseach has to defend and speak for Irish interests, economic and political. Of course, that's the first obligation on the Taoiseach. But there is also an obligation on a state, I would argue, that is dependent and reliant on international law to protect us as much as anybody else, to actually state categorically that we believe that international institutions, the UN Charter, need to be protected in everybody's interest. So this goes beyond, in the immediacy, of course, it's to do whatever we can to stop the slaughter that we've been seeing in Gaza and elsewhere in the Middle East. But beyond that, it's also about saying that we want a world where actually diplomacy counts for something again. And Ireland is in a very strong position to make that argument. And I think people in America, knowing as they do, so many of them, the peace process, the success of it, and the pride that they have in America's role in that peace process, I think that there is an audience that will be open to hearing a message that says, you have played a positive role in building peace in Ireland. You can play that same role in the Middle East. And it is a grave disappointment, I have to say, that the United States hasn't been, up until this point, willing to play that constructive role in the Middle East, because we know that that would be the game changer in terms of a lasting peace and a meaningful settlement.
We're going to take this conversation up with Joel Brawley after 5 o'clock. In the meantime, Matt Carthy, thank you very much for joining us. Matt Carthy is a Sinn Féin TD, Cavan Monaghan party spokesperson on justice as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.